This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. What are the effects of the Tyson plant closure on the hog industry? We'll have more right after this.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting said that while this is not good news for the surrounding communities, the fact that the market has not crumbled on this news is supportive long term.
It's detrimental when you see a packing plant close to the local market, the community, you name it. And we probably are going to see a few others close, and I feel bad for that. But the industry on a whole is going to absorb this rather quickly, I believe, CJ.
Setzer believes other packing plants across the U.S. will quickly pick up the slack once Tyson Pork Plant in Iowa shuts down.
We're starting to see packers move their new facilities, ramping up some facilities. And of course, the shackle speed at some of these plants has been bumped up as well. We've seen some guidelines eased a little bit, some restrictions, so we can put hogs through a little quicker. And the other one that we're looking at is hogs are just a little bit heavier.
Despite Tyson's decision to close that pork plant, Setzer adds that the USDA's recent WASD report shows the forecasts for both pork production and pork exports have increased for 2024.
And when we go back to that WASD report, the USDA average hog value for 2024 estimated at $60.75 per head. That is up $2.16 on the year. So the USDA, anyway, is a little bit more optimistic than some of the other data that we're showing that would be detrimental for hog values.
For Money Matters, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.